Shaylee Peters joining you, and it's time for this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, visiting with Scott Stout. Scott is a rancher from near Curtis, Nebraska, and also has an LLC for making prescribed burn plans for ranchers. Scott, talk to us about what producers need to do to be able to have a prescribed burn in this next year.
First step, you need to get a risk management plan put together. From then, you need, once that risk management plan is put together and you laid out your unit, you need to get it prepped to where make your safe perimeter burn lines so you're not burning down the neighbors. You know, it's all liability. The more prep work you put into it, the better off you are. Generally, the dormancy season, would be the best time for eastern red cedar burn, January 1 to generally April 1st. Once you reach that April 1st, you'll have to have a migratory bird survey and see if if you have any nesting birds within your property or within the unit. If not, then you're able to go to May 1st. It has to be a certified member of the, you know, of the game and parks, or someone certified enough to do that bird survey. I think there's a few located across the state. One, you know, contact your local game and parks, and that'll put you in touch with one, whoever you need to have.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension.